Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to PD Radio. Every Tuesday, bringing you real talk.
That's right.
Music, interviews, and much more. PD Radio.
Come on, feet.
Every Tuesday.
Thank you.
Radio.
Hello, 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 people. XOXO. You are locked and loaded with the best 2 hours on Tuesday night with PD Radio. By now, you all know I'm your host, your poetress, the one who makes you smile. I am Miss PD. And in the opposite corner is my opponent. The co-host that's better than most.
You said it right.
What's up, opponent? Co-host? You know what? I'm sorry. Co-host.
Every other week I got a new name. What's going on over there?
What's up, Black?
What's going on, Miss PD?
But you love it. I love when I choke you up. You get so silent, you don't even know what to say. It's adorable. I love it. What's up, people? It's Tuesday night. It's 8:10 p.m. with PD Radio. We are here, back for another week, just to kind of bust it up with you guys and have fun tonight. And we kicked off the show with Last Night a DJ Saved My Life and Ring My Bell in honor of tonight's guest, DJ Ty Brand from New York, who will be checking in with us during the second half of the show to tell us what he has going on in the world. But in the meantime and in between time, you get to enjoy the wacky banter of myself and Black, just kind of doing what we do. I want to kick it off also and give a special PD Radio shout out to last week's callers to the show, Nadine Michelle, who is the co-host of Six Man Radio, our past PD Radio guest, the awesome Mr. Shaw, and his lovely manager, Go Getter. We got to give that PD love to Lady G. She always looking out for the show. She's plugging us. We appreciate you so much. I said appreciate. I come up with my own language here. You know what? Whatever. And I want to give love to Miss Jada Blaze, who was also a past PD Radio guest. She called up on the show last week. Thank you so much, Jada. Another past PD Radio guest, Ronaldo Price, he called up as well. You got to love our people, Black. They show us so much love, and it just makes me feel good that people enjoy the show. And we don't take any of your love for granted. Trust me, we don't. And last but not least, we also got to... Yeah, that's right. We also got a call from the boss man, Mr. Bad Seed. So we want to thank you all for calling in to bust it up with us on the show. It's always good to hear from our awesome, loyal listeners. So thank you for all your support. And I also have to give love to those who continuously plug the show online. Got to give love to Just Infamous, LeVan Collins, Valencia, Tony Skills, Roche, Danica, Al King, Eargasm, and I got to give love to my girl Tracy Farrell of Texas. She just told me on Facebook she's jamming to the show already and she is tuned in. You guys, thank you so very, very, very much. We love you all. We love you all. Yes, we do. What's up?
Hey,
what's
look.
Up, Black? Uh-huh.
It's getting out of hand. I'm getting a lot of heat right now on Twitter about this ho-ho thing, man. It's getting out of hand. This is an epidemic.
You know you love it, boy. You better stop it.
Got my Charlie Brown shirt on. Keep it rolling.
We need that Charlie Brown theme music right now.
Oh, don't worry. Okay. I'm going to get it.
Yeah, I'm going to. Okay, yeah, I'm doing too much right now. Thanks to everyone who tunes in every week to show us love. We're glad that you enjoyed what we do. And if there's anything you'd like to see different on the show, don't be afraid to let us know. Leave us a comment on our website at pdradio.site40.net or call us up on the air, 646-478-3599, and talk to us. We appreciate all the feedback, good and bad, because we do this for you, and we want you to enjoy what you listen to. So, with that said, we have a topic for tonight we want to get into. We want you guys to call in and chime in on tonight's topics. Tonight's topic is about work ethics. Now, Black, I want to ask you, what are your thoughts on today's work ethics? Do people want the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow without fighting through the rain first? And how do you feel about mixing friends and business? And the reason I bring this up is because of the show. I'm a fan. I watch the show, Black Ink Crew. But the shenanigans on the show, man. Come on now.
It's
if
great. This,
if that was me, if it was my business, friend, no friends, I love you, but you can't destroy my business. And I feel like they're destroying his business. Like, if they weren't on TV, his business would be done. You know what I mean? I mean, that's just personally how I feel about it. Because when you invite friends, they want to do what they want to do. Everybody has their own separate agenda. They don't come together for, the, you know, the common cause of the team. Like, they don't work together as a team. Now, I want to know what you think about that, Black. And call us, you too. Call us up. Tell us what you think about Black and Crew. And, you know, their work ethics on the show, 646-478-3599. But, Black, I want you to tell us right now what you think.
Let me say this first. All right, everybody know, you know, what the state of the economy, quote-unquote, is and stuff like that. There's a lot of people out there with jobs right now, but they're complaining every day about their job.
Mm-hmm.
Be happy you got a job. You know what I mean? Because it's hard to sell out there. Okay. Now, let me flip script on that and touch on it, you know, the Black Ink Crew. To me, he got a team full of suckers because there is no way that, you know what I'm saying, you have these events, you go out to Vegas, that blew up in their face. You trying to tell me you don't have an extra printer? You know what I mean? Like, where is...
He just left.
You know, exactly. People just vanishing and just walking away like, oh, that ain't my job. That's not what I do. Come on. You got to be slack for the team. This is your man. This is your boss. You got to,
right.
You know what I mean? Come on now. You know?
Exactly. I mean, for him to just walk out and leave, you talking about this. I mean, you just left your whole company hanging. Like, you guys are at a convention. This is going to reflect all of you. And not to mention, you're on TV. You looking like a straight sucker right now because you just walked out.
Exactly.
Like who's going to want to work with you? Because they feel like when it gets down to the wire, you know, you're not going to be there. You're not a team player. Man, come on. He would have been after that episode, Black, I'm telling you, he would have been gone. I there's no way.
After the Vegas thing. Oh, yeah, after the whole Vegas thing, it would have been some cuts. It would have been some cuts. But the fact that, you know, Sassy, she was there on, you know, on time, 2 hours early. She had the you know, the models, you know, trying to help her put up pictures and stuff like that. That right there is ridiculous. And the fact that, you know, C's didn't even really care. He just kind of walked in like, okay, this is...
C's just getting his drink on now.
Yeah, I mean, but he's laying his bed. You know, that's the bed he wants to lie in because... It starts from the top and filters itself down. If he acts that way, he's nonchalant about the way the business is being ran. Everybody else is going to do the same thing. So
exactly.
That's pretty much what's going on.
You know, and then people want to look at you like, you know, you being a mean ass, but with business, I mean, you really have to be a certain way. You have to be stern because if you're lax, the way C's is lax about his shop, it's like they just walk all over you. They can care less. Because, you know, it's empty threats. Like, I'm not running my shop this way. This is my shop. Okay, you saying all that, but you're not, none of them are suffering anything right now. You know, and it's like, why would they act right? There's no penalty for them messing up. None at all.
Exactly. Exactly.
Like I said, you know, the shop may be a success because they're on TV, but if they weren't, man, his shot would be done. Like, the money wouldn't be coming in, I personally think. I could be wrong, but that's just what I think.
Exactly.
You know?
I think, too, part of it, like, people got to realize that skills alone is not enough. You know what I mean? Like, just because you put out a good product and you have skills, that's not enough if you don't handle your business a certain way. And case in point, let's take, you know, I hate to use it this way, but let's take, you know, like a Michael Jordan who has skills, but he continued to work and he carried his business a certain way, and everybody knows Michael Jordan. And then you take like an Allen Iverson who had the skills, but his work ethic and how he carried his business wasn't the same. So you see how their careers pretty much how it separates. So, I mean, just ask the people, you know, take it in your own life. You know, how many times have you tried to hook up with a friend to do a project or do something and then it just didn't go right because either they were lazy as hell or whatever the case was. And you're like, I'm never doing
it. But they're waiting for you to do everything, you know.
Exactly.
They want to do the bare minimum. They wait for you to do everything.
Right.
What's that?
And
a
lot of people feel, well, as long as my name isn't on, you know, I'm not the one
mm-hmm.
writing the checks, I don't give a shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's not my business. I just work here. And that's how they carry themselves.
There
you know?
It is.
And that's
mm-hmm.
pretty much how a lot of people carry themselves. They're thinking, oh, well, that's like, you know, PD Radio and not carrying our business a certain way when we're a part
mm-hmm.
of six-man radio. We just can't go
right.
and roll. You know what I'm saying? You don't do that. You handle yourself a certain way. And you,
mm-hmm.
you know, because you're part of the Because
we're part of a we're part of a bigger team. We're part of
exactly.
a network, and we just can't, you know, just say it's just PD Radio. No, PD Radio, we represent Six Man Radio. So if we're not on our job, you know, that's bringing down the Six Man Radio brand.
Exactly.
And, but people don't think like that. They're just thinking of their own personal whatever, their own personal agenda. They're not looking at the big picture. But, I mean, it's sad, and I think as the world progresses, like, that's just the way it is. You know, everybody is selfish. Everybody wants what they want. They don't care about the big picture. It's about their big picture only.
Exactly. Okay, now you throw a little bit, you throw some more fire on it. You throw some more
mm-hmm.
fire on it because now you got C's sleeping
mm-hmm.
with the enemy.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
He got behind enemy lines now, and now I totally agree with them that you cannot have it where it's like C's and, you know, saying like, it's either you run this and that's
mm-hmm.
it. You cannot have, you know, your shadow trying to, you know, pump her
mm-hmm.
chest up, you know.
And that's exactly
so,
what she's
know.
Doing. And I like Duchess, too. I like her. I really
yeah.
do. But it's like, you sitting there acting like you the boss of the shop. It's not your shop. You need to stay in your place. Yes, that is your man, but that's not your shot. You guys didn't start that together. He did that on his own. Like, what do you have to do with it? Now, if he wants to bring you in as a partner, that's a whole other story. But right now, you are an employee who happens to be his girlfriend. You need to stay in your place.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
not your place to be bucking up at the rest of the staff because, well, that's my man. I'm sleeping with him. I can voice my opinion. No, the hell you can't. You better tone that down. And he's not making her do it. That's what kills me. It's like, what kind of boss are you? I like Caesar, I do. But it's like, do you have no balls? Like,
he's
tell these people. Ain't no trying
to.
That's your business. You know, that's your business.
Yeah.
And if you're not on top of your business, they don't give a damn. You saw, what, the one episode when the, what's this guy? What's his name? What is his name? Not old shit, but the other one. Anyway, they replaced him with Sassy. I can't think of his name.
Are you talking about the office
anyway,
manager, the ex-office
yeah,
manager?
Yeah, right. He closes down the shop, and he goes run errands or whatever, and he posts some pictures on Instagram. Like, what
that
the
man strikes.
What the hell is that? If you want to blow off work and do something, at least be, you know, be smart about it. You up there posting Instagram pictures like this man gonna see that. You getting your nails done? The hell? Man,
that,
I can't. They have to go. I'm sorry.
Some people don't know what
they're
doing, see.
You can hate me, but you're not gonna run down my business. That's just not gonna happen. So,
if I was C's, I would have to part ways. You know what I mean? I would just
That's what I'm saying.
I would do it smooth though. I'll come in there, you know what I'm saying? Like
Hey, baby, how you doing? Come on in here. Got some hot chocolate in the store waiting for you.
Thanks.
Listen, first thing first, let me hang up that coat. How's your day today? Did you miss me?
That's right.
Yeah, I missed you too.
You know what
I'm saying? You said I missed you so much, I follow you today.
I followed you today, that's right. You got a
follow you on
another.
Instagram.
You know what I mean? Like, you can't, that's rough. You know, that's real rough
yeah.
right there, so.
We want to know what you guys think about, you know, the Black Ink. Call us up at 646-478-3599. We want to know what you think. Would you hire your friends to run your business, you know, or would you hire somebody you didn't know? Because as you can see, with friends and people you cool with, they take advantage. You know, they play you like a sucker. So I think it can be done. I think you can hire friends, but you have to have those friends that have a serious business mind and who thinks like you and understands the big picture, you know? So hiring friends is not all the way bad, but you can't just hire somebody just because they're a friend. They have to have the same mentality as you with the business, point blank. So
point blank.
That's just point blank, you know? So we want to know what you guys think. So call us up. Call us up. PD Radio 646-478-3599. But right now, Black, you know what it's time for.
What you got?
It is time for celebrity birthday shout out. So let's kick it off. We're going to kick it off with a very handsome actor, Terrence Howard. He is 44 years old this week. Former Destiny's Child member LaToya Luckett, 32. Rapper Paul Wall, 32. Former presidential candidate Mitt Romney, 66. Adult film star Ron Jeremy is 60. Jazz vocalist Al Jarreau. Shut up. Yes, I did. Shut up. Jazz vocalist Al Jarreau, 73. Former baseball player Daryl Strawberry is 51. Marlon Jackson of the famous Jackson Clan is 56. Rapper Lonnie Lynn, a.k.a. Common, he is 40 years old this week. Music legend Quincy Jones, 79. Actress Elise Mill, 46. Will.i.am from the Black Eyed Peas, 37. Actress Eva Longoria, 37. Male supermodel Fabio, 53. Poison lead singer Brett Michaels, 49. Former G-Unit rapper Young Buck, 31. NBA player Blake Griffin, 23. Rapper Flavor Flav, he's 53. Actor Eric Estrada, famous for his role as Officer Pacciarelli in that awesome Smile. You remember Chips? Y'all remember Chips. Anyway. You don't know nothing about no Chips. Eric Estrada is 63 years old this week. Singer Blue Cantrell, who has a hit song, Hit 'Em Up Style, 36. Kardashian brother, Rob Kardashian, 25. Actor Rob Lowe, 48. And Tamar Braxton, who has the hot new single, Love and War. Man, I'll be singing it in my car. I swear I'll be doing it. I swear I sound just like her. Tamar Braxton, sister of Tony Braxton, is 35 years old this week. And again, to sing happy birthday to them all, we brought back Jennifer Hudson. So here you go, fellas. This is for you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
That girl good.
That girl real good.
Happy birthday to you.
Sexual chocolate, ladies
and gentlemen.
Right.
Give it up for my man right there. Oh.
Give it up for Jennifer Hudson, y'all, for coming in to sing happy birthday. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we get all the big names here on PD Radio. Don't hate. I know y'all want to be able to do it, but you know. Only we can do that. I am a mess, but I know it, though. I accept my messiness.
And keep it rolling. Here you go.
And keep it rolling. What's
keep
up, Black?
Moving.
You want to go into some music right now?
Let's do it.
Because we got
Let's
some great music loaded up. Right now, we want to give you guys Howard Johnson, So Fine. Y'all don't know nothing about that.
So fine. So fine. Blow my mind.
Don't mind. Baby,
Radio. What's up, world? This is Just, and when I'm home chilling on Tuesdays, I'm listening to PD Radio from 8 to 10. You heard me? Day One Productions in the building. Yeah.
Nobody knows. 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 Nobody knows.
That's right, PD Radio. We are back. We hit you guys with Howard Johnson, So Fine, followed up by the Gap Band, Outstanding, and we rounded it off with Mary J. Blige, I Can Love You. I know y'all feeling that music. Call us up and tell us why. 646-478-3599. You know I'm such a mess. I want to put out there real quick on Twitter, past PD Radio guest, Mr. Shaw, he posed a question. And his question is, can men and women be friends?
He said, can men and women just be friends? That makes a difference.
Oh, just be friends.
The just makes a big difference.
What do you say to that, Black?
Hey, look, I'm stuttering right now.
Keep it extra real. Keep it all the way.
Yes, we can do it now.
Thank you. Yes.
Here's the thing, though. In the back of that man's mind, he plotting on you. He might not ever put it in your face, but the plot continues underneath. He's always thinking, you know, that, you know, he's at 10%, that little percentage, he might be able to get in there and get next to you. You know what I mean? So
you think so?
Unless you brutal, I'm just saying.
Well, Black, come on now. You have female friends, so what you're saying is, with your female friends, in the back of your mind, you're thinking there's a slight chance something could go down.
There is no man.
Hour.
I'm being honest.
On PD Radio.
No dude.
Bring it.
He lying. Mm-hmm. He's lying. If he's never thought maybe, you know, Fox, you know, get a piece of that. You know what I'm saying? It's all
right.
It may never come to the surface, but.
Mm-hmm.
It might fly right by, you know what I mean? But the thought definitely comes into a man's mind. Now, fellas, call up. If you don't agree, you know, call
up. We
want to
hear from you, fellas.
Put me in check, you know what I mean? Because I tell you what.
Ladies, go ahead.
I ain't scared of you motherfuckers.
Call up. We can argue right now.
I know that's right. Wait, go get her on Twitter just said they can just be friends, but if they have thoughts, that's not my problem. I know that's right.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Like I said, it's not all women. You know what I'm saying? Some women you don't even have that type of feeling for. You just cool as hell or whatever. But if it's a woman that you might be attracted to, it's going to fly by your mind. I don't care who you is. You know
okay,
I mean?
Well, now, ladies, and fellas.
Y'all do it,
call
too.
Call us up and tell you what
you... yeah, look at you, stuttering.
Fellas, have there been any ladies that you have been friends with and just strictly friends and not have had that thought in your mind? If not, is it because of looks or you just don't have that attraction to her? At all. And ladies, same thing. Are there any men out there that you're friends with that in the back of your mind you're thinking, man, if I had the chance.
Come on. Hey, you know, you got to be
real. We want to know. Y'all got to keep
That's
it
right.
real. Like, don't be scared.
Keep
Call
it
up. Tell us what's in your hearts. We want to know. You
Uh-oh.
Can't be scared. It's Honesty Hour on PD Radio. We want to know what you
hour.
Think. That's right. You got to let
catch.
Us know.
Let's
you got to catch.
Up. Let's see what's
up.
Somebody needs to testify real quick.
About to find out.
PD Radio, what's your name? Where you calling from?
Yo, this is Varsity calling from Flint, Michigan.
What's
well,
going
hello,
on?
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How about you?
We're great. Thanks for calling in to PD Radio. What's on your mind?
No, I'm just I'm listening to whatever, and, you know, I'm on Twitter listening to the, you know, the things you guys are posting. I got a few relationships that are strictly platonic, you know what I'm saying? Like,
okay.
If I'm attracted to someone in that way, I'm not going to put them in friend zone. I mean, I'm going to go for it. So I got friends that I've been literally friends with since You know what I mean? 98. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
I'll just say that nothing went down or whatever. So, you know, sometimes. Go ahead.
Does that zone ever, you know what I'm saying, just expand a little bit? You know what I'm saying? On that, it could be a night you may have had a couple drinks or something like that. Not saying that you actually reacted on it, but in the back of your mind, you know what I'm saying, have you ever thought about it? That's what we're talking about. It's not about the reaction, but have you ever thought about it? Ah, that's right.
No,
he's taking out the adversity.
Hold on. I'm laughing because he said, after you had a few drinks, you know what I mean? I'm not going to drink with my friend like that, you know what I mean? I'm going to nip that already in the bud. Like, I'm not going to just drink. If she's strictly your friend, I'm not going to be, you know what I mean? I know my limitations. You know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, whatever, the people that, the females that I'm friends with on that level, I don't want to jeopardize that, and I don't want to ever want to go left because at the end of the day, they're my friends for a reason, and
right.
I need them in my life, you know what I mean, on some foreverness compared to just from right now. You know what I'm saying? I can go and get something from anybody, you know what I mean? So I don't want to mess that up forever,
right.
So... you know,
okay.
that's a real question, though. Like, I just had to call in. You know what I mean?
Hey, you know how we did.
I don't know. But you were laughing a little bit, Varsity, so.
I mean, I
hear you,
though.
Know, I hear
you.
You
know what I mean? I'm asking real
question.
You gotta tell the truth, because you sound like you might have thought about it.
Exactly.
No,
this is what I'm saying.
Like,
yeah.
I'm going to put it like this. If they can come over and get a plate, you know what I'm saying, walk in my house, whatever, at a family gathering or whatever, and mom's is good, I ain't finna take it there, straight up. I'm not. I don't want my female friends cool with moms.
You sound like you sweating on the phone. Come on, man.
Exactly. No, we don't let you out first, though, but.
I'm in the gym right now. I ain't sweating. I'm good.
So, all right, that's what
I'm
talking
good.
About.
I'm good.
It.
He being a man about his. He said, I'm good.
I'll
I'm good.
About it.
I know that's right. Varsity, thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate you listening to PD Radio. You're awesome. Thank you so very much.
No problem.
And keep listening
thank
to
you.
The rest of the show.
That's
thank
right.
you.
Do.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Looks like
call.
We have
we
more
see.
Victims on the line. Let's see what's going
I need
on.
I'm coming at the jugular.
What's going on?
Let's see who we got coming up next. PD Radio, what's your name? Where you calling from?
My name is Kalia, and I'm calling from Queens.
Ah, what's
hello,
going
Kalia
on?
From Queens. How are
what's
you?
What's up? I'm fine. How are you guys?
We're
doing
good. Thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate that. What's on
you
your mind?
So
you want to chime in on tonight's question?
Yes, I do. I do believe that platonic relationships are absolutely possible.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, I can.
You do. So you never had a male friend that, you know, in the back of your mind, like y'all cool, you know, nothing ever happened, but in the back of your mind, you never thought about what if.
Never thought about what if.
Oh,
you just don't have that attraction. You don't.
Well, that's true. The attraction is just not there. But you never had, like, an attractive male friend that you thought about? Like, nothing happened. You guys have just been friends, but you never thought about it in the back of your mind.
See, there have been people that I've thought about, but on the other hand, there have been some attractive people that I've just been like, okay, we just have to stay friends.
Okay. I respect that. All right.
Yep.
Well, have you had any of your male friends try to come at you?
Yes, they have. But that
you
doesn't
have.
Mean I had to feel the same way.
That's true. But I think with men can have attractive friends, and they will try, whereas women, we may think it but never try to really go for it. I think men are more brazen with it, and, you know, they'll try it.
Yeah.
Because you heard what Kalia just said. Like, she's had, you know, attractive male friends, but she just, in her mind, she said, we have to stay friends. But her male friends did come at her.
Yeah.
You know. Okay.
See,
all right. Well, thanks. Go ahead, boy.
Okay. I think we got the question a little mixed up, because what we're saying is, as a thought,
they got it right.
Your mind, it's not about the reaction to it. Have you
well,
thought
she
about
answered
it?
The question. She
okay,
answered the question. She said it has. She said it hasn't crossed her mind.
It never crossed her. Never crossed my no dude.
Well,
no,
she did say it did.
In some situations, no, but not all. So that proves that there are platonic relationships.
Of course, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But there's that zone that can tend to widen out.
Y'all be hanging out,
but
having drinks in that friend zone. And y'all
that's
be looking extra
trouble.
Lovely. Oh, man, you're a mess. All right, Kalia, thank you so much for calling in to chime
you
in on tonight's
so
question.
Welcome.
We appreciate you calling, and please stay tuned with
Hold
PD
Can
Radio.
Can I say one more thing to
of
DJ
course.
Ty?
Of course. Oh, okay. Yes.
Hey, DJ Ty, how are you?
Aww. He will be on in just a few minutes. You can call back if you want to and talk to him when he's live on the air in a few minutes.
Okay, I will. I will. I definitely
All right.
want to call him back.
There
All
go.
Right. Thanks, Kalia.
No problem. Have a good night.
All right. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, Black. Let's take one more quick caller before we get ready for tonight's guest to see what they have to say.
PD Radio, what's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, what's up? It's the troublemaker, Mr. Shaw.
That's right. Hey, I need you to come clean and make sure you keep it 100%, man. Come on, talk to the listeners. What's going on?
Yeah, man. People trying to skate around the question, man. I was saying, can men and women be just friends? Not if you have a friend and you think he's cute, but, you know, I asked the question because, you know, I be catching a lot of slack.
Keep it real, keep it real.
I'm just going off today because, like, some women don't get the hint. It's not just us men. You know, I got to defend my brothers. It's not just us men out there. Like, some women don't get the hint. You don't have a chance. And when you tell them no, they take it away. Like, I was saying earlier on Twitter, I was like, if you're turning somebody down, never say it's because you're with somebody else, because you leave the door open, the window of opportunity for them.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
I hate to say friends so loosely, but, you know, they made that term so easily now with Facebook and Twitter, like, your friends. You know, I have female friends that I'd be like, I thought we was cool, and then when they try to cross the line, and, you know, you get an attitude. So I think men and women can be friends. Just friends, but it depends on certain things, like that the individual's loyalty. Like, if you're loyal to somebody else and you're in a relationship, can you not cross the line?
Exactly.
And
right, I agree.
The person you're with. Because if you're single and you have a female friend, you know, you're going to say some stuff, and they're going to say stuff back to you, and then you're going to take it like, oh, who cares? But if you're with somebody, maybe you shouldn't be saying those things. Well, you definitely shouldn't be saying those things sometimes. So,
that's true. I agree.
And it's also people that's just flirtatious, and it's nothing. Like, you can be like, hey, girl, you got a nice old ass. And they keep it moving. You're like, it doesn't really mean anything. So I believe men and women could be just friends. And I think another factor is I don't think two fine-ass people could be just friends. People get on me about that all the time. I'm like, look, somebody in a relationship has to be just okay. Somebody got to be a 6 or 7. Because if y'all both down, it's going to be tension. Like, you can't be like, I dropped my hat. Let me get that for you. And she dropped it low in front of you. And you're not going to be like, oh, goddamn. Like, you got to be realistic. So,
wait, now everybody going to be looking at their partner now. Who's the 6 or 7? Who's the 10?
I get your equilibrium right on that one.
I'm trying to tell you. Wow, okay. You know, you guys made some good points. I do believe with all my heart that men and women can be friends, but if there's a slight bit of attraction, then the trouble, that's when the trouble comes in. But, you know.
Well, like Getta said, you know, she said men got to stay in their lane. Everybody
that's
has
right.
to know how far to take it and how far to go. Like I said, it's on the individual, like how much loyalty and respect is in their heart, because
that's
I think
true.
That's what it's
that's
about.
True.
Like, if you're loyal
exactly.
to somebody, you know not to take it there. And if you're single,
right.
and the other person is single, and y'all just friends, you have to decide in your mind. I mean, men, we know from the, I mean, they say women know, men know from the first day that we meet you, whether we like, yeah, I want that, or I'm just cool.
Right.
She can borrow my MetroCard and stuff like that.
But you know what I find too a lot, Shaw, is that some people are just naturally flirtatious, and like some people can just flirt and keep it moving, not really trying to go anywhere with it, and you flirt and keep it moving. But that person that they flirt with, they take it to heart. Like, oh, he flirted with me. Or she flirted with me. They want me. Like, oh, my God. Like, and they don't know how to cut it off. It's like, you know what I mean? And you do just that. You flirt and keep it moving, but now they hounding you, and they constantly after you, and they lusting after you because you done flirted with them a couple of times. Now they think you want them. When, no, I was just flirting and being nice and keeping it moving.
See,
that's where a lot of trouble comes in at, too.
That's because, PD, see, you a 9 and a 10, see? The sixes don't know.
Wow.
They don't know. They're like, you just like.
I'm blushing.
Hey, you like, hey, baby girl. You be like, hey, how you doing, baby? And they be like, oh, my gosh, you called me baby. And they like, you know, no, they're 6 or 7. They don't even understand that. I don't mean nothing to you. That's like somebody sneezes
right.
And you're like, but they don't know.
Right.
So they're like,
you just brought it up. You just did it. Make sure y'all listening because if you're, you know, if you like you said, if you're not above the bar, then your flirting is not going to, it's just not going to make an impact. You know what I mean? Dude's just going to walk right by you, or this girl's just going to keep on, you're not even going to get a reaction.
Yeah,
but
I'm
right
being
now,
polite,
Twitter.
I'm being polite from now on.
Right.
Like, if they start, and I know it's no chance, I'm just saying no thank you right from the – in the gate. They be like, hey, how you doing? I'm like, no, thank you. I don't want to be rude this year.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but that sounds so funny. How you doing? No, no, thank you.
I'm
what's your name?
Man.
No, 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 thank you.
Thank you, man.
I love it. But right now on Twitter, Shaw, your manager, go get her. She's saying that you got the ladies losing their mind. So what's going on with that? What are you doing to entice these ladies to think y'all gonna be more than friends? And Curie, we want to know.
That's my job. I'm an entertainer. I'm supposed to entice them, make them think. Hey, look, I want you to play my music, make babies to it, and have sex, enjoy yourself with your man. I'm not saying come have sex with me. I'm like being realistic. I'm like, I'm not putting my music out there to solicit sex at the show. I can already arrange my for after the show before I perform. That's not what I'm out there to do. I'm an entertainer. My songs is about love. It's about stories, about breakup, makeup. It's about real life situations for you to listen to and respond to in your life or match up in your life. You know, and hey, you know, I think I'm attractive and I'm flirtatious. I'm a Virgo and, you know, it's a natural thing. Women are attracted to each other. There's nothing wrong with that. I can flirt and keep it moving, like you say, you know. I'm
exactly.
Not a
exactly. Exactly. You know
what? I'm a Virgo. I'm cocky. I'm like, you know, I'm not a 6 or 7. So I'm going to be like, hey, how you doing, baby girl? You look good. Da 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 da. Like, keep it moving now. Go and find your man. And play.
I love it. Oh, man. Mr. Shaw, thanks so much for calling in tonight. You are one of my new favorites. You've been calling in every week since you've been a guest on the show. We love you. Thank you so much. And I want all the listeners to know, PD Radio is going on the road this Sunday to Newark, New Jersey, to see Mr. Shaw perform. We look forward to that. I know you're going to tear it up. Where is it going to be, Mr. Shaw? Let him know.
We will be in Newark, New Jersey. I have no idea exactly where it's going to be.
the name of the lounge is, what is it, the Lower Lounge?
Yeah.
You know what?
This man's drinking. No, I'm just playing.
We need your manager. We need go-getter. We need her because you know what? You slipping, Mr. Shaw. Well, PD Radio will be there. We know where you're going to be at.
So much now. I'm just playing. It's called the Godwin Arena Show, and it's going to be at the Lower Lounge in Northern New Jersey.
Exactly.
Let me stop playing before I get in trouble and get cut.
Y'all
in Northern New Jersey, I will be at the Lower Lounge representing at the Gods of the Arena Show. I don't want to get in no trouble. Y'all don't know how.
Don't get in no trouble.
Yeah. All right, y'all have a good night, man. Thanks for having me.
All right, thanks, y'all. Thank you.
Have a good one, man.
All right, Black, we have our special guest on the line. It is that time, and I think we need to just go right into it. Let's do it.
Great. Let's do it. Bam.
All right, is everybody ready?
This is a meeting exclusive.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
pump up the volume, pump up the volume.
Alright, is everybody ready?
This is a PD exclusive.
Alright, is everybody ready?
This is a PD exclusive.
Right now, PD Radio, we have tonight's special guest on the line. We bring to you tonight DJ Ty Brand. Give it up for Ty, you guys.
Yeah.
I know that's right. You get double applause. Oh, man, you special. Hello, Ty. Welcome to PD Radio. How are you?
I'm great. I'm in the building with PD Radio, so you know it's a great night.
All right. You kicking off the interview just right. So lovely. Let the audience know where you're from, Ty.
From Brooklyn, New York. You know, right now I'm resting in Harlem, but Brooklyn always has my heart, you know?
All right. Brooklyn. I know I didn't say that right, but you know.
And it's all good.
It's all good.
We embrace that.
Oh, always.
No?
Always. So, guys, like I said, we have DJ Ty Brand on the line. Ty is a DJ, a producer, an event planner. I mean, you do it all, Ty. How long have you been doing all of this?
Well, I just actually got back into the DJ scene a little over 2 years ago. So, you know, I was doing it with my cousin, you know, DJing with him, who, you know, shout out to DJ Lil L. And, you know, he fed the passion in me, you know what I'm saying? I just grown to love it. Then me and him kind of swayed away from each other. And then I just said, you know what, let me just, you know, try this, you know. I got a laptop and downloaded a program online, and I was playing around in the house. We had a house party, and I was rocking. I said, oh, shoot, there might be something to this. You know, I got my first gig, and it just took off from there.
All right. Love it. I love it. Now, as a DJ, you are what makes the party, because music is the common ground for most people to come together and have a good time. Tell me, what kind of feeling do you get when you're spinning records and you see the crowd enjoying themselves on the dance floor? How do you feel? How does that make you feel, just seeing them, you know, go crazy to what you're doing?
I mean, I always tell people I love what I do. As long as I enjoy and love what I do, I'll never work a day in my life. So this is just like I'm at the playground, you know. I mean, certain people say, like I just see you just like a little kid on the ones and twos, you know, when you're doing your thing. I just have fun. Like, I just feed off the energy. I love to make people smile. I love to get people moving and things like that. So I just feel like a kid at the playground, basically.
Okay. And I think that's important. If you truly enjoy what you're doing, you know, if you have that true passion for it, everybody else is going to feel it, and it's just going to make it so much better. So, yeah, I agree with that. Are there any particular records you... Uh-huh. Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. It's definitely important that, you know, you bring a certain energy to what you're doing when you're playing your music, because that energy exudes through the music. And if people's not feeling your energy and what you're doing, then you're going to have a dead crowd. And I've definitely seen it happen.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That's true. Are there any particular records you can play that would make the crowd just go crazy?
I mean, you always have those Fat Man Scoop club bangers that, you know, the little party joints that are always set it off, you know. It, right now, the Wobble will definitely get them on the floor. You know, you have that Ted Smooth Beyonce Love on Top remix that'll definitely get it going. Once you get the ladies going, the fellas will follow.
As
long as you got the ladies going, the fellas will be right behind them, you know?
You guys hear that? Get the ladies going, and the men will follow. It's so funny, Ty, because my girlfriend had a Sweet 16 this past weekend for my goddaughter, and my son was the DJ. And it's so funny because at first all the girls were on the floor, and I had to, like, get on the mic and hype them up. I'm like, why are all the ladies on the floor, you know, dancing? The guys was just, you know, kind of chilling. I'm like, let's go. What is that, though, at the party? Like, the men act like they don't want to dance. What is that?
Well, at that age, you know, you got the too cool stage, you know.
Yeah, you're right.
When you amongst your peers, you don't want to look like the uncool one that actually gets out there and dance. Like, nah, I'm too cool to dance. Ain't nobody want to dance with you. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you just at that too cool stage where everything is just like, nah, I don't want, you know, I don't want to sweat right now. You know?
That's true. What's your favorite style of music to play?
I mean, to tell you the truth, I listen to everything. I listen to everything.
Mm-hmm.
I heard Mr. Shaw on there. You know, I throw on some Mr. Shaw, you know, some of his R&B joints.
I love
it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or I get in my pop phase, you know what I'm saying, throw on some pop music when I'm cleaning the house or something like that. You know, so I listen to everything.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not really one thing that I could say like that, like that's my favorite. But I will always, you know, hold true to hip-hop, you know what I'm saying, and the whole B-boy thing, because I grew up in that B-boy era. So, you know, I love the classics, you know what I'm saying. But I'm just an all-around music lover, so, you know, it just depends on the mood. I may throw on some James Brown, you know what I'm saying.
Mm.
Right, it's
just all in that mood that I'm feeling right, you know, at that moment, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Now, you're a producer, as we said earlier, and you have a mixtape that you produce. Is it out now or is it coming out?
Well, the mixtape is not out yet, you know what I'm saying?
Not out yet, okay.
We did a couple of, I'm dibbling and dabbling in a lot of things, you know what I'm saying, right now. But it's hosted by DJ Melstar, you know what I'm saying? It's with the movement is the name of my team. Shout out to LC, shout out to Bass the General, you know what I'm saying? And
mm-hmm.
LC the MC, you know, and he's a problem
mm-hmm.
out here, you know what I'm saying? And once you hear these tracks, you'll definitely understand why I say he's a problem. You know, he's a definite lyricist who comes off hard, you know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying, but not one curse word in his songs.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And he'll do it. He'll spring something on you, something for late, and won't use
mm-hmm.
not one curse word. So you can listen to his CD from front to back with the kids in the car,
mm-hmm.
and they don't have to worry about skipping a song.
Wow.
Know what I'm saying? And you can play it on the street corners and have the thugs bouncing to it, and you can play it. He got joints where you can play it for your mama, and your mama sit there two step to it. You know, he's just an all around versatile MC. You know what I'm saying? And the artist and the lyricist and. You know, I'm just great to be a part of his situation, you know what I'm saying, with being
okay.
his DJ, you know, so on and so forth. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
this is something that we sat down and collaborated on as far as, you know, what songs or what music we're going to put together. We got to big homie Mel Starr, and he just did what he did with it. And you know, we about to start shopping at it in about, you know, another week or two.
Wow. Well, I could definitely vouch for how awesome he is because I listened to the tracks that, you know, you sent to me, and I was telling Black, I said, wow, I'm very funny. I'm very funny when it comes to hip-hop. You know what I mean? I'm very funny. And, like, if you don't grab my attention in the first few seconds, I really can't get into you. And that's just my process is just crazy when it comes to hip-hop. But I listened to all three tracks that you sent me. And I'm not even fronting right now. I loved all three. All three. And we're going to play them on the show tonight. So I'm definitely feeling LC. I love it. I love what you sent in. So, you know, respect to you guys for what you're doing. Now, I also read. Of course. I read growing up your favorite DJs were DJ Kool Herc, DJ Red Alert. Man, Master Flash. Now, what is it about their style that you admire so much?
I remember, like, my fond memories is back in the days when I had my mother's house stereo, and she bought me this little boombox. Now, for some reason, you just couldn't record directly from the radio, so you had to hit record on one radio and sit it in front of the next so you could record your little
mm-hmm.
mixtape and everything off the radio.
Oh,
they don't know nothing about that, Ty.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's like, you know, like, it was just, I fell in love with the culture, you know what I'm saying, of hip-hop and rap music until, you know,
mm-hmm.
with it being so new and so fresh and so young and, you know, and something I could relate to until it was just
mm-hmm.
like, then it was like just hearing what they were doing to the record, bringing it back and, you know, scratching the records. I mean, they're not going as hard as they're going now with it, but back then it
mm-hmm.
was new. It was fresh. So
right.
Like, oh, my goodness. You know, me being a little pop lock and breakdance, little youngster and all that, you know. It was just, you know, I mean, Cool Herc, Jay Park, you know, he's the godfather of it all. He's the father of it all, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You can't respect that man and have love for that man, you know, as a DJ or as an artist for actually introducing, you know, saying the hip-hop game into the to the world and the b-boy game into the world, then, you know, then you really lost, you know, if you don't
right.
really know who that person is. So, you know, it's just I see Cool Herc in clubs and things like that, and I'm still in awe, you know what I'm saying? So it's just like, wow, if it wasn't for you,
right.
then I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing, you know?
Right. And do you feel there's a difference in the way DJs play the music today versus back in the day?
I mean, technology, of course, with the advancement of technology, it made it a lot easier, you know. And
is everything computerized now as far as DJ, everything?
Yeah, I mean, you have some DJs that love their vinyl, that will hug their vinyl to the day they, you know, to the day they rest and won't let it go, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there's I call them just add water DJs. I mean, if you can afford to buy a laptop, then, you know, and you can afford to download a free program, you know what I'm saying, then you think you're a DJ. But, you know, it turned into a cutthroat business now, you know what I'm saying, because it's so saturated because of technology and things like that. You know, you have someone, you're going to do a party, for example, and you'll say, okay, I'll charge you X amount of dollars, and then you'll have somebody try to cut your throat and try to charge them $200-$300. Like, I'll do your party for $100. And it's like, you're not really, you know, you're kind of messing up the game here for everybody.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? This is an expensive, I can't say hobby, but it's an expensive career. And you know, a lot of these people, you know, use these methods and these means to feed their family, you know? So, you know, it's a message to all DJs, man. Know your worth. You know what I'm saying? Stop cutting yourself off at the knees just to say that you're doing a party. You know?
Right.
Let them know, Ty. You better let them know.
Yeah, and a lot of these promoters, you got to understand at the same time, you get what you pay for. You know what I'm saying? So you're paying somebody $100, you're paying somebody $50, and you're paying somebody $25 to come through, expect what you get. You know?
Exactly. You know, people always want the most for less. And that's you can't always do that. Like you say, you have, you know, you get what you pay for.
Yeah.
People are like, oh, that's too much. And then, okay, yeah, you pay that lower price to that DJ and they come in, they half-assing your party, then, okay, you can't be mad.
Right.
When you had the right DJ, you know what I mean, who was going to do what he came here to do and give it his all, you know what I mean? But you need to be compensated for that. People don't want to compensate you for your hard work anymore, you know? They just
want
the least.
Speak a while alone. You could pay up to $60 to $100-something, you know what I'm saying, depending on the type of speaker wire that you get alone. So you got to understand, you giving me $60, that ain't really pay for much or nothing.
That's,
you know what I'm saying?
Ain't doing that for you, right.
They ain't doing nothing for me. So, you know, at the end of the day, I pay my cell phone bill, what I got left. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know?
Let them know, Todd.
They ain't doing that, you know? Exactly.
Right.
So, you know, I'm guaranteed, I'm, you know, I guarantee a good time. You know what I'm saying? Because I know, you know, I know, and I can see the off the energy in my crowd, and I can just look and see. Okay, I see the type of crowd I got. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I see the, you know, I know I could go here, and then you test the water sometimes. You throw on a record and see how that works out. And if that record works out well, then you understand. Okay, I can flow right here for a little while. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's one of those things that, you know, you feel your crowd out, you know, you pay attention to your crowd, and you got to play to your crowd. Some DJs play for themselves, too, at the same time. It's like, nobody wants to listen to that.
Exactly.
Right. And that's what people don't understand. You have to be a professional. You do have to give the people what they want. You can't really play for yourself. But only a true professional will know that. You know, somebody who's just trying to get in and make a quick buck, they really don't care. But somebody who's very serious about what it is they do, they're going to understand that, and they're going to give you that. So
exactly.
Yeah.
I'm in my
what are some of the places we can catch you doing your thing? Where can we find DJ Ty throwing down?
Right now, I'm rocking out in Brooklyn. I'm moving to Brooklyn, and I'm at Divine Lounge on tomorrow, actually. I'm doing Wednesdays, after work Wednesdays, and it's going down there and at 896 Broadway. That's in Brooklyn, New York. You know, shout out to Cream and that, you know, his whole situation going on over there, you know, showing me love and putting me onto that situation. And I'm rocking out there this Saturday also. You know what I'm saying? LC and the Movement have a this Sunday at yeah, we have a show this Sunday. We're opening up for Mikey J. He's an artist that just got signed, and you know, he's on tour right now, so you know, he's family to the Movement, and he asked us to open up. It's at Sullivan Hall. That's 214 Sullivan Street between Bleecker and West 3rd Street in Manhattan. And that's going to be epic. You know,
I'm sure it is.
You want to come out and get your network going, there's going to be a lot of execs in the building. A lot of amazing execs in the building. So, you know.
Wow, we already committed to another show on Sunday, but we had known ahead of time, but... You know, let us know about, you know, any future shows coming up, because PD Ready, we ready to hit the road and catch everybody.
definitely. We definitely, and, you know, I do a radio show also on Fridays, you know what I'm saying, from 8 to 10 in the Mix Radio. LC, Bass the General, myself, Sexy Slim, co-host, and, you know, we do it on In the Mix Radio. It's called The Movement Radio, of course. You know, we got the key plumbing, you know, and I get busy.
Don't you have a special crazy guest coming up soon on your show?
Oh yeah.
Let him know.
We got Big Daddy Kane himself. Mr. himself gonna be on the show. Uh-huh. You know,
man, that's awesome. I know you're excited. Now, what day is that gonna be? When is he gonna be on?
That's this Friday, the 15th.
This Friday
at 8 p.m. That's www.inthemix2x's. radio.com and you know, just
hit
that play button, and we'll definitely, we got to get y'all to NY and come on the show, and you know, we like to cross promote and show love at the same time, so y'all have an open invitation, just get at me and we get y'all on the show.
Wow.
You know,
we're gonna take you up on that. I'm definitely down
about.
For that. Oh yeah. So you guys heard it. You better tune in on Friday and catch Big Daddy Kane with DJ Tyran. I know I'm tuning in. I'm going to check that out, definitely.
That's what's up. Man,
go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, the one thing I want everyone to know out there, we can't take our hip-hop, you know what I mean, the legends for granted. Like, these twos, man, if you can get a chance to listen to them and just have them express to you what they went through coming through the game at that time, it's priceless. So I give you much love for, you know, setting that up.
That's the real focus for really having such legends to be on our particular show, because there's a lot of people that just really don't know, like, the grind and the effort, you know what I'm saying, that they went through back in the day. And all they see is the Rick Rosses and the Meek Mills and the flashy cars and things like that. Back in the day, they was riding around the Jettas and still riding the train back in the days. With them.
Exactly.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? With a deal.
Yeah.
So it's, one day I'll just tell you a quick story, real quick.
Of
We're
course.
Sitting there and Rakim song, a song with Rakim, if I'm not mistaken, I think it was a tweet song rather. And Rakim's part came on. And there was this young dude standing there. He goes, "Yo, that's a new Rakim song." And it's like, first he was asking, "Who's that?" He's like, "Rakim." Oh, yo, that's new. It's like, no, like, how you don't know who the father is? You know what I'm saying? The letter R, 18th letter. You know what I'm saying? Rakim. It's like, really, one of the true lyricists in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And when I hear like right now, like Lil Wayne's the best rapper, or you know, things like that, Rick Ross is the
that
hottest rapper.
That burns me up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, you hear their top five, and you forgetting about, like, Cool G Rap. It's like, are you kidding? Big
man.
You know what I'm saying? Like those are lyricists back in the days and timeless music. Mm-hmm. You can listen to the message.
Exactly.
You can listen to the message by Melly Mel. And then some of the things he's saying in that song is relevant today.
Today, yes, very much so. I find it very disrespectful that the youth today is like, you know, these artists are coming out today saying they're the greatest of all time, they're the best that ever did it. Like, wow, that is just so disrespectful to the people who bust their ass paving the way for you to even be on right now.
Exactly.
You know, they don't, you give no respect to the legends at all. Like, these, they paved the way for you. You didn't just come in. Like, if it wasn't for them, you wouldn't be able to do what you're doing right now. So show respect. You know,
right.
Just like the elders in your family, your grandparents, your aunts and uncles, they live. They've been through things. You can't disrespect
right.
them. You have to show them respect at all times. And the same for music, in any form
exactly.
of entertainment. Show respect, you know. But they don't do that today. Everybody's selfish and they just think they the shit and, you know, that's it. The world, you know, begins and ends with them. I'm like, get out of here. I'm not even feeling that.
It's crazy. You are absolutely right. And it's funny because, you know, being in the entertainment, you know, industry, sometimes you're around a lot of these new artists. I call them new artists because, you know, being that we're talking about history, our history here and our culture. But I be around
mm-hmm.
a lot of these new artists. You know, I give them a nod. You know what I'm saying? I see
mm-hmm.
them in the streets. I give them a nod. I
mm-hmm.
seen Curtis Blow in a party one time, and I was in awe. I was like, so that's Curtis
mm-hmm.
Blow right there. That's Mr.
Mm-hmm.
High Root World, Mr. You know what I'm saying? Like that's Curtis
right.
Blow. Like, I was really sitting there stuck like, yo, like, yeah, looking like a big kid. Like, I'm more of a groupie for the old school cats than I am for the new. You know, I'm, you know, like, I just really,
mm-hmm.
really respect what they've done, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, you got to show respect, you know what I'm saying? And I'm a person
right, yeah.
that definitely shows respect, and I appreciate the coach, and I appreciate great music, you know what I'm saying? I feel
exactly.
like the greatest tragedy that happened in hip-hop was Big and Pop being murdered, because the game
yes.
was so different if they were still alive.
Yes, definitely, most definitely. Wow, yeah. Well, you know,
I'm sorry.
That's just the way
I'm
the world.
About
no.
my music.
No. No need to be sorry.
That's what I'm talking
I agree
about.
With everything you're saying. It's kind of too like old money, new money. You know, old money
right.
look at young. You know, they look at the new money like, oh, you cute. You know.
right.
But
right.
But my money is generations back. Like I've been, you know, I've been doing this. Oh, you just made yours. Oh, that's cute. You know.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. Like, oh, yeah, oh, that's cute. Look at you.
Oh, that's so cute, yeah. Oh, you came up with invention, you just made a lot of money. Oh, that's so cute. Okay. But my money is generations long, baby. Like, you can't touch
exactly.
this.
Exactly.
the
it's
history
like
behind my money, you can't touch.
Exactly. I mean, there's so much unsigned talent out here that's just, like, unbelievable. Just and I'm pretty sure you guys have came across a lot of great talent. And it's like, well, why are you not on the radio? Like, if I had
exactly.
a dollar every time I heard that about Elsie's music, we'd be rich right now. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But it's so crazy the way they have this system set up until if you don't have anything over $2, then you ain't going nowhere. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that's like,
mm-hmm.
yeah, you got to buy your way into the system. It's just crazy. But, you know, this talent is going to supersede everything, and we're going to kick in the door anyway. So
there you
know.
Go. And you have to stay true to yourself because I'm sure if you sold out just a little bit or you sell yourself just a little bit, you'd be in the door, you know?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
if you respect your craft and what it is you're trying to put out, it's going to make it harder for you because I think anybody can get on today if they're willing to sell themselves a little bit just to get in. But for
yeah.
me, it's not that deep. Like, I want what I want, but I'm not selling myself for it. That, you know, that's just me.
And yeah,
if more
exactly.
artists think like that, you know, that I think the music industry will change. We have to demand it. We're not demanding it. We're just accepting what they put out like it's good music, and no, it's not. It's like, what are you listening
yeah.
to?
Exactly. Like my homegirl, Tony Steele. So, you know, I know y'all know Tony Steele.
Oh, okay.
That whole movement in Black. She,
of course.
That's right.
And
she's crazy.
Her flow, Nicki Minaj under the table, hands down.
Mm.
Like,
oh yeah,
like,
I agree.
You know, hands down, and I respect her. I respect her craft, and you know, say her as an MC because to me she's hot. I heard her on tracks with dudes, and she smashed the whole track. Like, are you kidding me? You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
She got the whole R&B game. Like you said, Mr. Shaw. I heard
mm-hmm.
his R&B music. When I was doing another radio show. And I'm sitting there like, yo, I know you did your thing. And I had to give it to him, like, I know you did your thing, but I didn't know your ish was this crazy. Like, this is hot right here. You know what I'm saying?
You know,
Triborough, three dudes, three different towns, Queens, Harlem, Queens, the Bronx, and Harlem, rather. Three dudes, three different personalities come together, great music. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Great music. And it's just like, you know, you got a lot of these people with so much talent that it's trap music. I mean, all go everything. Gold on Monday. Are you kidding me? I only play that song by request because I feel like it's like, come on, you can't be serious.
Right. I don't know who's singing. Forgive me because I really don't know. Like, most of today's artists, I don't know much about because I can't get into them. But who sings the song? I'm different. Yep, I'm different. I heard that, and I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? I can't. I'm sorry. I can't. No disrespect to anyone who likes him, but I can't. I heard that song. I was like, really? Okay.
That's another song that sets the club off, you know? And it seems like sometimes people feel like they have to dumb down their music to fit in. You
right.
Know what I'm saying? It's like, nah, why you have to dumb down your music? Like, I really sat back and, you know, listen, LC, I DJ for LC. I know every song that he sings, knock him out the word, you know, word for word. But he sent a new song over that he just finished. And I'm listening to this song. I'm listening to the words of this song. I'm like, yo, this ish is crazy.
Right.
I'm like, yo, this is crazy. But, you know, all the listeners are going to definitely hear what I'm feeling about the music, and hopefully, you know, they'll feel the same about it and everything, so, you know.
Well, he definitely has a home here because, like I said, I listen to the tracks that you sent, and I'm loving them, so they would definitely get played here on the show. We're going to get into one of his songs in just a few minutes, but before we let you go, Ty, I want to know what's next on the agenda for you. What business ventures can we look forward to from DJ Ty?
Well, this is the 30th. I'll be in Columbia, South Carolina. I got a party that I'm doing down there. Shout out to 12 Plus Entertainment. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Lady 13. Shout out to 7 Entertainment. You know.
Okay.
She heads up 12 Plus Entertainment. Like, she is taking her show on the road. You know what I'm saying? She's like, look, I'm getting out of town money with this promotion thing. So she's like, come on, come roll with me to this party in South Carolina. Let's get it popping down there. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to put something together in Akron. You know, right now I'm trying to get it popping out of Akron real fast because, you know, it's kind of quiet out there. So, you know, DJ Ty Brand will go out there and shake them up, you know, say one time, two times, you know what I'm saying?
All right, all right.
Get it rocking out there. And listen, I'm trying to go wherever it's at, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm trying to take the DJ Ty brand and make it a brand, you know?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
so that's like
see
my
you.
Main focus right now is to brand my brand, you know, henceforth.
Gotcha.
Technically, you know what I'm saying?
Brand
like,
your brand, DJ
last
Ty
name,
brand.
Right, that's my actual last name, so it actually fits, you know what I'm saying? So,
right.
You know.
Okay. Wow. Well, we want to thank you so much for just taking the time to come on the show tonight and sharing, you know, everything that you have going on with us. It was really awesome to have you on. Is there anything that you want to say before we sign out with you? Is there any advice you want to give to anybody out there listening that's trying to go for their dreams and do what it is they want to do?
Well, listen, just don't stop. I mean, we called the movement, we dubbed ourselves the movement for a reason, you know what I'm saying? Because you know, we're not going to let nothing stop us from getting where we're trying to get to. You know what I'm saying? We're three separate entities, but we move as one. You know what I'm saying? We have a lot of people that we're surrounded by, a lot of people that, you know, that are affiliates and things of that nature. Shout out to TOD, our Philly family. You know what I'm saying? Some brothers we just met one day and we just clicked and we just moved forward from there. And it's like, if they got something going on, then that means we all got something going on. You know what I'm saying? So just stick together. That's why the South is winning right now, because they're sticking together. You know what I'm saying? So everybody's got to learn and take heed and take notes. You know what I'm saying? Stick together. Everybody trying to get to the top. We don't have to be crabs in the barrel. You know what I'm saying? At the end
exactly.
Of the day.
That's true. That's true. I think we may have a caller that may want to chime in before we let you go. So let's bring this caller and see if there's something they want to say to you. Hold on.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. PD Radio with Shanae, where you calling from?
My name is C-Love, and I'm calling from New York. And I just wanted to give a shout-out to BJ Ty.
Aww,
hey,
so need to
that.
You're getting some love, Ty.
Aww, I'm feeling special. That's what's up.
Oh, thank you so much. Is there anything you have a question for Ty that you want to ask, or you just want to call up and say hi?
I just wanted to call out and show him some love.
Aww. Oh, your voice is so sweet. Oh, I just want to call him some love. So sweet, so sweet. You're special, Ty. You got the ladies calling in saying hi. I see you.
Hello, ladies. Hey, hello, everybody that tuned in to listen to me and all that. I appreciate the love.
You had another caller earlier. She thought you were on already, Kalia. She was supposed to call back,
okay.
But we haven't heard from him yet. Yeah, so you're getting a love tonight, Ty. You special.
That's the youngin'. They always show me love and everything, man. Shout out to Ness, Kyra, Kalia, you know what I'm saying? Those are my girls right there. Shout out to Tatiana, that's my oldest baby. Shout out to Z, that's my middle baby. Shout out to Zayden. You know, got to show love to the babies and all of that. They show love.
That's right. Well, darling, thank you so much for calling up to say hi to DJ Ty. We appreciate you calling in the PD Radio.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, Ty,
we're
going to get into some music right now from your artist.
Let's do it. Okay.
But wait.
Uh-huh.
Do we got another caller for Ty? I think we might have another caller for Ty.
Oh, shoot. I'm blowing up.
Is this
up.
A new? Let's see what it is. PD Radio, what's your name? Where you calling from? Hello? Oh, they're scared.
Was somebody using dial-up or something, you know. They must have ran out of minutes or something.
You know what? You're not even right.
Going on. Oh, man.
At least they called it, but the phone lines are lighting up, but no one else who wants to talk. So, you know, but the love is coming in. Ty, they just do want to listen.
That's right.
Thank you, Ty, again for
man.
Calling up. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Follow me on that
you
SoundCloud. I got a lot of mixes on there that, you know, you guys can download for free. You know, it's SoundCloud.com / DJ Ty Brand. And I see you guys do an old school mix. So I'm going to put up an old school mix, maybe about a little 10 minutes long or whatever. Maybe you can play it during your show or something like that. You know, throw an old school mix.
You know
mix
what? If you do that for us and you send it in, it's definitely getting played on the show. I'm telling you right now. You do that for us, we're playing it on the show.
Ow.
All right?
That's what's up.
Hook it up.
Ow. All right, Ty, thank you so much again for calling in. PD Radio, we're fans of yours. Thank you. You have a home here. You send us that mix. We're going to play it. Anytime you have music coming out, you know, just send it to us. You know,
right.
We got
much
you
love.
Here.
Much love.
Much love to you. PD Radio, thank you so much, Ty.
All right, good night.
Get that up. All right, we'll be talking to you.
Let's play this music. We're about to get into it real quick.
Oh, yeah. This is from his artist, LC, DJ Ty Brand. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go. Yeah.
I can see you save you tonight. You wanna ride with a brother like me, LC, baby. I just wanna kick it and chill. You wanna chill, we can do that all night. If you want, lady, want, baby. I can get your mind off your stress. Wanna test, lay your head right here if you want, baby. Cuddle on the couch, air it out. No doubt, I'ma give you what you want. Make it bounce, baby. I know you like what's going on, so I'ma keep it coming, baby, with the heat to the early morn. Shorty, take a look in my eyes. This ain't a lie, with a full side. I feel like if I want it, I can get it. No matter, I deal with it, deal with it. Get it poppin', relax, and chill with it. Let me take you for a little ride, show you the truth. Cause baby girl, it's all you.
I wanna know, did I do something to you?
Yeah.
Got you acting out this way. But I'm the only one you love.
You love it, baby.
Got you acting out this way. I wanna know, did I do something to you?
Turn off the lights, baby, click, click, and then it's on. And I'ma give it to you quick, rest my word is born. And I'ma give you the truth, I'm talking all night. So let me handle my biz and get your mind right. A little private show for you and I. And when it comes to your body, I'ma make it hot for you and I. So turn off the phone, let the neighbors hear your moan. When I'm giving you the bone, baby girl, you know it's on. I'm not a paralegal, but it's legal. So relax and take notes while I'm serving you the real lethal. I meddle out when I'm swagging out. So you can chill at the crib, call your friends like I'm hanging out. I'm not a player, I'm just good with the pipe, baby. And you can get it if you want, if you like, baby. And I'll be touching all along. And you can get it, baby girl, if you want to.
I want
it
all.
I've been thinking about monopolizing, getting money from in and out of state. Pushing weight, I want this cake, yo, this kid is great. I'm on my own with bigger dreams than heavy talks. Walk with a chip, stay on my flip, I'm in New York. I analyze and strategize my every move. Cause when you boss, you can't fake a move. I got a style that's lights out, James Tony. And when you flow, there's no love, true story. I'm coming up the grind and got a ninja code. I'm in the pack, but my ambition to stand alone. They telling stories, I'm painting pictures and living dreams. I'm what you see when you think, talk, reality. You want beef, go ahead, I'm staying with the money. Never take a no if you see I really want the money. Flipping dollars, I talk sense, so understand. I want the boss, not the middle, you can keep him, man. Yeah, let me talk to the homie in charge. Since you good at delivering messages, go tell him I said so. Go, middle finger pie, shake them up, garbage can. We supersize them and block them up, dead man. We doing business, we move, baby, we on the road. And keep emotion.
Brandon Lee.
Yeah, yeah.
I said I'm gone. I said I'm gone, glass, glass, fit it, I'm fantastic. I'm gone, glass, glass, fit it, I'm fantastic. I'm gone, glass, glass, fit it, I'm fantastic. Give me like 60 seconds, when you hit it, you gon' blast it. I'm about to get it started, I'm shooting at him for real. Bring body back in peace with a purpose to get a deal. But now I'm seeing different, I bring them labels to me. And since I'm grinding with a focus, I'm orchestrating my team. Y'all better stay in pocket, the movement is what it be. Now you can't hate it or you love it. It's all goody to me. Ain't worry about the drama. You come and roll up your sleeves, and I'ma put you in position with you just needed to breathe. I'm thrashing, I'm smashing. Hey, cowards with passion. They hotter than most, so I got reps and I'm calling action. I'm born for these figures, born for these figures. Try and stop it, you can. I'm too strong for you ninjas. Sit you down and watch how I storm on you ninjas. Bumping in bed, insane. I'm deranged, little ninja. Sick and it's sick. I'm throwing up on every track. The antidote for what's real in you. I said I'm gone, glass, glass, fit it, I'm fantastic. I'm gone, glass, glass, fit it, I'm fantastic. I'm gone, glass, glass, fit it, I'm fantastic. Give me like 60 seconds, but you hit it, you gon' blast it. I'm gone.
That's right, we just played the music from tonight's special guest, DJ Ty Brand. We played for you guys, I Wanna Know, The Movement, and I'm Gone by artist LC. I hope you guys enjoyed those selections. I really enjoyed them. It's hot music.
Most definitely.
I love it. I love it. I love
that
it. I love it.
Flow. That's what I'm talking about. You know, you got that,
yeah,
that true MC flow. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Shout out to DJ Ty Brand. Thanks for calling in tonight. Awesome interview with you. And, Black, I think we have a caller. We want to bring them in real quick and see what they have to say.
I don't know. I think that's the same person.
Okay. All right. We don't have a caller.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to keep it moving. So, Black, I know you have something for us right now, something in the news you saw you wanted to get into real quick.
No, we need to get back to the music. We're going to hold off on that. We can come back to that next week. Yeah, we can come back to that next week. This music is too crazy, so I want to.
Well, let's get it in. The last 20 minutes of the show, we're going to get it in with the music for you guys. So let's go.
It's going to be rapid fire. Let's do this.
Rapid fire.
Baby girl, a message saying I won't be coming home. I'd rather be alone. She doesn't fully understand me, and I'd rather leave than to cheat. If she give me some time, I can be the man she needs. But there's a lot of lust inside of me, and we've been together since our teenage years. I really don't mean hurt her, but I need some time to be alone. But when you love someone, you just don't treat them bad. Oh, how I feel so sad now that I wanna leave. She's crying a part to me. How could you let this be? I just need time to stay where I wanna be, where I wanna be.
nothing even matters. Nothing even matters at all.
Your love makes me so 10 feet tall. Without it, I go through withdrawal. Cause nothing even matters at all. Nothing even matters. Nothing even matters at all. Nothing even matters.
Barack, no Dr. King, without Coretta Scott. You think we soft? We hard as rock. Drug dealing, booing, get who licks and drop. I'm not in the kitchen, cleaning with the mop. Kilos in my trunk, I'm feeding from the top. I'm not a trick, I make you run the script. Dudes in high heels, can you picture that? When you hear me sing, that's Aretha Franklin showing black. Doubt a woman, think it's all a game. Sojourner Truth, she running through my veins.
I'm Michelle Obama.
Ooh.
Queen Latifah.
Ooh.
Champion, like Venus and Serena.
Ooh.
Real women.
Ooh.
Do real things. Jada here, and I'm about to switch up the game.
She's always texting me 143.
telling me she loves me.
Butterflies, hey. Lullabies, hey. Kisses on her nose.
She don't care about me and where I be.
She already knows.
She's the only one
that I want and that I need. So she just texts me 143.
143.
She texts me
143.
Girl, I don't wanna fight with you. I want to keep things right with you.
Now, PD Radio.
I used to be a lover.
It's been a long time.
I used to be a lover. I used to be a lover.
It's been a long time.
I used to be a lover. She used to be my people, but she turned into a diva. She used to be my angel, but my angel turning evil. So I kicked off the halo and took her off my payroll. I got that lay low, and they do what I say so. Freaky, geeky girls take it in the a-hole. They like me, they hype me, they come from Vallejo. That's the day, before they call it the yay. On my independence, got music like Matt Dre. I used to be a lover. I used to be a lover.
It's been a long time.
I used to be a lover.
It's been a long time.
I used to be a lover. I used to be a lover, but I turned into a PM. Cause it's hard to love her when she always talking shit. I used to be a lover.
It's been a long time.
I used to be a lover.
It's been a long time.
I used to be a lover, but I turned into a PM. Cause it's hard to love her when she always talking shit. I used to be a...
Woo! I had to get that set out. Right.
Oh, yeah. That's right, PD Radio. That is how we do. Want to thank That's you right. guys for another great night, great 2 hours on Tuesday night. Shout out to everybody who called in, who listened live, who tweeted, who Facebooked. We thank you
DJ
so
Paul.
Very much.
That's right.
That's right. And a very, very, very special shout out to tonight's awesome guest, DJ Ty Brand. You guys make sure you go to our website, pdradio.site40.net, and find out his information there. He is definitely one, you know, you want to check out. Thank you, DJ Ty Brand. Thank you, Black, for another great show, another great
you know
hour,
how we do it.
Kicking it with you. That's right. You know, we don't
right.
mess
you know
around here on PD Radio. That's right. And I just want to say again, this Sunday, PD Radio will be on the roll. We are going to Newark, New Jersey to check out past PD Radio's guest, Mr. Shaw, at Allure Lounge. And, you know, that's going to be a fun night. I look forward to that. PD Radio represent. That's how we do.
Yeah, we're going to get it on. We're going to exchange baby oil recipes and stuff like that. It's
you know
crazy.
What? Not, start with the baby oil and the chocolate and the ice. You and
that's
Mr. Shaw are off the hook. You guys, I tell you. Y'all
tell me that single is coming. Single coming.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure it's in the works right now. Uh-huh. I know you have something you want to get out tonight.
Oh,
Black.
Yeah.
What is
so,
it?
Before we sign off, baby, we're going to hit you a little bit of Red Man. Got a new song out. You know, Looking Fly, too. So we're going to hit y'all with that. And we'll catch y'all next week. You know how we do.
Right. Great guest, great show, PD Radio, let's go.
Yeah, I know, check my fly. I know, check my fly. Yes, sir. Yeah, I know, check my fly. We're gonna do it like this. Yo, hey, and yo, the Superman lover girl, that's my handle. That's why my hand on the handle of the Lambo, the Mambo. Say the Super Cambo. I got girls on Rambo and Orlando with high heel sandals, getting their freak on. Four girls, 8 feet deep in the Nissan. One black, two vanilla, one is Pecan, the bomb. So I catch them all like Keyshawn. The beat's on, so I throw on the headphones. With the mic, keep a close eye on the red bone. I beat it up till they throw on the next song. When I die, I put heat fly to headstone. Get stepped on when you walk in my world. You pay tolls, I fly over the tri-borough. Hustler, Cadillac on my grill. Getting it, this J-Lo is a fly girl.
You see a nigga pimping, you know I'm looking fly. Looking fly.
Let's go.
Look around in the caddy, you know I'm looking fly. I'm looking fly. I'm international, worldwide, baby. You know I'm fly. You know I'm fly.
Okay.
I'm the S-L-Y till I die. You know I'm fly.
Higher than me. Look, Superman couldn't get flyer than me. I'm about to get it started up like a power to V. I'm so fly when I was young, they kept me tied to a tree. See, I'm all that handsome, cool and handsome. Ladies on my game run smooth as a phantom. That's why they can't stand them, still they chance them. Cause if they really worth it, they know I'ma romance them. But if they not, I'ma one night stand them. As soon as I then I tell her, get my man some. You know, super fly, I'm his grandson. Pimp game vicious with the strength of Samson. Where I'm going, you can't come. Why? It's too far. A place where niggas so fly. They don't use cars. Catch me up at the juice bar, chillin' with two bras. I'm wearing Amsterdam like I'm Howard and Kumar.
You see a nigga pimpin', you know I'm looking fly. I'm looking fly.
Walk
around in the caddy, you know I'm looking fly. I'm looking fly. I'm international, worldwide, baby. You know I'm fly. You know I'm fly. Make L L Y till I die. You know I'm fly. You know I'm fly.
Till I die, girl, you know I'm fly. Look in my eyes and you know I'm hot. She still love me even though I lie. And I'm a little too fly to stay grounded even though I try. All these haters won't clip my wings. Go diggers won't get my cream. My money dirty, how I get so clean. And I'm a dino when I did my thing. I tell the concierge to get my things. Big mess, always VIP. Stay fresh till I D-I-E. I be rolling it up, see when I fuck you with B-I-G. Your money young, got a C-I-D. Why they? I can fly for free. They ain't no iron weak. It ain't no limit but the sky for me. Lie to yourself, you ain't lying to me. Cause there's a difference between what you are and what you're trying to be. And
when you see a nigga pimpin', you know I'm looking fly. Looking fly. I whip around in the caddy, you know I'm looking fly. I'm looking fly. I'm international, worldwide, baby. You know I'm fly. You know I'm fly. K-L-L-Y till I die. You know I'm fly.
Get your L's up.
I know, check mic.
Brick City, we in here, baby.
Check mic.
Yeah.
Woo, just another big round of applause for all our guests tonight, so. Hey, you know we out of here, so, Miss PD,
get
go ahead and
here.
Give them your last rendition.
I love you. I love you all.
Don't
but I got
make me
to
destroy
go.
You.
Goodbye.
There you go.
Right.
Be out.
Bye.
Welcome to PD Radio. Welcome to PD Radio. Every Tuesday, bringing you real talk.
That's right.
Bringing you real talk.
That's right.
Music, interviews, and much more. PD Radio. Let's go. A1 Production. Let's go. Bringing you real talk.
That's right.
Bringing you real talk.
That's right.
Music, interviews, and much more. PD Radio.
PD Radio.
Welcome to PD Radio. Every Tuesday. Bringing you real talk.
That's right.
Bringing you real talk.
That's right.
Music, interviews, and much more. PD Radio.
Ha 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 ha!